April 17th. I had a nightmare last night, and this morning, after I woke up, I free associated, the way Dr. Strauss told me to do when I remember my dreams. Think about the dream, and just let my mind wander until other thoughts come up in my mind. I keep on doing that until my mind goes blank. Dr. Strauss says that it means I've reached a point where my subconscious is trying to block my conscious from remembering. It's a wall between the present and the past. Sometimes the wall stays up, and sometimes it breaks down, and I can remember what's behind it. Like this morning. The dream was about Miss Kinnean reading my progress reports. In the dream, I sit down to write, but I can't write or read anymore. It's all gone. I get frightened, so I ask Gimpy at the bakery to write for me. But when Miss Kinnean reads the report, she gets angry and tears the pages up, because they've got dirty words in them. When I get home, Professor Niemer and Dr. Strauss are waiting for me, and they give me a beating for writing dirty things in the progress report. When they leave me, I pick up the torn pages, but they turn into lace valentines, with blood all over them. It was a horrible dream, but I got out of bed and wrote it all down, and then I started to free associate. Bakery, baking, the urn, someone kicking me, fall down, bloody all over, writing, big pencil on a red valentine, a little gold heart, a locket, a chain, all covered with blood, and he's laughing at me. The chain is from a locket, spinning around, flashing the sunlight into my eyes. And I like to watch it spin, watch the chain, all bunched up and twisting and spinning. And a little girl is watching me. Her name is Harriet. Harriet, Harriet, we all love Harriet. And then there's nothing. It's blank again. Miss Kinnean reading my progress reports over my shoulder. Then we're at the adult center for the retarded, and she's reading over my shoulder as I write my compositions. School changes into PS-13, and I'm 11 years old, and Miss Kinnean is 11 years old, too. But now she's not Miss Kinnean. She's a little girl with dimples and long curls, and her name is Harriet. We all love Harriet. It's Valentine's Day. I remember.